This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, my third book is out. And this is a book that I think you guys may actually like. The first book was for medical students. It was a study guide, charts and texts to help them pass their boards. That's not something that I think you guys are interested in, so I didn't really talk to you guys much about it. The second book I wrote was a medical Spanish guide, pocketbook, for people who work in the healthcare field that speak Spanish. Or need to speak Spanish, or don't really know a lot of Spanish, so that they know which medical terms to use, and they can speak to people in the medical field, whether you're a nurse, front desk, biller, patient, advocate, doctor, whatever. So that was my second book. And then the third book, I co-wrote with my mom. Now, my mom, Kay, I don't know if many of you guys have met my mom. She's my mom. And I love her dearly. I also disagree with her a lot. I think we, you know, have understandings of not to go, you know, to certain topics, and we're fine. But what blew my mind is how very easily we were able to work together on this book. And so we just published a book together called The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. And it's a guide for people who are baby boomers, right? I guess baby boomers, you know, since I disagree with the whole 1946. I think baby boomers also are 42, you know, who were born in 42, 45. Whenever the troops came back, right, and then got together with the ladies and made babies, that offspring, I always learned, were baby boomers. But that's okay. But anyway, people born from the 40s all the way on up to the 70s, baby boomers. And many people out there, as my mom had noticed, become widowed, become divorced, and it is a whole new jungle out there. And I hate to use that term jungle. It sounds cliche, but it really is. It's a whole new beast, a whole new animal. People are different. They talk to you differently. So however people dated or liked you or told you, you know, like in the olden days, people said, well, you know, I like you. You like me. And being liked was kind of big. Now they don't use that term anymore. So you go, you know, do you like me? Like, well, yeah, I like you. But it doesn't, no. Do you love me? Yeah, I love you. I love you dearly. Look at all the heart emojis. Well, is that love? I mean, you know, in this day, I tell so many people how much I love them. I go, oh, my gosh, I love you. I tell so many different guys how much I love them. I go, oh, my gosh, I love you. You were awesome. Oh, I love you. You said that. Oh, I love you. You know, because you just say. But it doesn't mean nowadays that I love them. I love my husband. I'm married. And so, and, you know, my friends will say the same thing. They go, oh, Dahlia, I love her. Don't go there. I love her. But again, it doesn't mean the romantic thing. So, and then there's a lot of new terms, you know, for sex and things like that, smash. And, you know, there's a lot of shag. We don't use that term. That's old. No. And I'm not even a baby boomer. So it wasn't about terminology. It was about what you have to watch out for. And since my mom has been dating, you know, because we lost my dad back in 2004, once online dating started to become a little bit more popular on how to meet people, she jumped in and she, you know, really researched what's going on out there. And so in addition to us teaching you how to avoid online scammers, teaching you about the latest with STDs, there's a lot of personal stories, which you're not going to get in other books. And I'm not saying this as a sales pitch. You guys don't have to, you know, buy it. I don't care if you buy it or not, but or read it or not. But there's what a lot of these other sort of, you know, when for me, when I teach medical students or when I talk to you guys, I think honest personal experience really goes a long way. And so when my mom said, look, these are some things that happened to me on a date. And I'm like, I didn't believe it. And so it's written there and you're like, really? He said that? Really? She did that? And so once you see what's going on in real life, it kind of protects you a little bit more. You know, the big problem we have with media today or movies or books is it's people want to show you what they want you to see. I don't like that. I want a lens into what's really going on. You know, same thing with medicine. I, as a doctor, could say, oh, absolutely. You know, getting your mammogram, getting your colonoscopies, getting your prostate checked are the best things you could do for you. Okay, well, you're like, all right, well, of course, Dr. Dahlia is going to say that. She's a doctor. She has to. It just doesn't make sense. But when I post pictures on Facebook of me actually getting my mammogram, of me getting my colonoscopy, and me describing to you the fear I had when I first got my colonoscopy, and I saw that there was just a little baby dot of KY, and that's what they were going to lubricate the scope with, and I was like, oh, hell no, there's no way that much KY is going to lubricate that whole scope. By the time I finished ranting, I was already asleep with the propofol. Now that makes it more real, and you're like, wait a second, my doctor got her colonoscopy. My doctor got her mammogram. All right, you know, this isn't just her standing on her high horse telling you X, Y, and Z. Same thing with, you know, dates out there. You know, there's some things where, you guys might have had an experience. I talked to a patient yesterday who called in to the telemedicine platform, you know, talking about how, you know, there was not a very successful sexual encounter and was worried that they were starting to have ED, and he's in his 40s. And he thought it was the only one that happened to him. And I go, well, it's common because, you know, you just went through a big divorce and you don't really know her and sex got pushed too quickly. And he's like, yeah, I thought I was the only one. No. So it kind of helps to know. So the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. It's on our Twitter and Facebook. Check it out. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, look, it's okay. I could sing off key. I could do whatever I want, all right? It's a free world, free country. I could sing off key. I could vape. I could smoke if I want to. Not if you're in Hong Kong. Big thanks, by the way, to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. But I guess Hong Kong is going to send people who vape off to jail. A Hong Kong draft legislature intends, according to Tech Times, send vape smokers as well as importers and sellers to jail and have them pay a significant penalty. Violators will face imprisonment of up to 6 months and a $50,000 fine in Hong Kong dollars, or about $6,400 in our money, for smoking, selling, or promoting e-cigs and other heat-not-burn products. The government said they are protecting young people from using vape as an alternative to tobacco products. The Hong Kong Food and Health Bureau said that allowing the use of e-cigs would eventually lead to the consumption of conventional cigarettes. So are they going to turn people back to smoking by this? They say the ban will still allow smokers to consume their current stash at home. However, they will be penalized once they buy alternative smoking products after their supplies run out. So, some of you will say, all right, well, you know, that's Hong Kong. Hong Kong, you know, can do whatever. That really doesn't affect us here. Well, I don't know. I mean, Virginia is already making some moves to make it illegal. I mean, right now, it's they've made a move to make it illegal for young adults, teenagers under 21. The Virginia House of Delegates voted Tuesday to raise the age from 18 to 21 in which you could buy tobacco and vape products. And then the bill goes to their Senate for a vote. According to House Speaker Kirk Cox, a Republican from Colonel Heights, says the Surgeon General has characterized teenage vaping as an epidemic, with 1 out of 5 high school seniors using these products. By raising the minimum age for purchase to 21, this will have a positive effect on our schools by lessening the chances of teenagers obtaining vaping products from friends and classmates who are already 18. Now, as you guys know, vaping has increased about 80% over the last year among high schoolers, 50% among middle schoolers. That's according to data released last year. So they say if they raise the legal age for tobacco purchases to 21, it's a common sense way to address the escalating public health concern. Now, that's Delegate Christopher Stoll, a Republican from Virginia Beach. He's a doctor, actually, Dr. Stoll. The legislation will help to reverse that trend, and I thank my colleagues for their support. And then it has to go to the governor. So, this is interesting. I mean, if vaping is bad, should we ban it? Do we know if it's bad? We're getting a lot of studies now coming out saying, yeah, we don't think it's that safe. Could be increasing the risk for heart attack and stroke, and you're getting these chemicals in you, and, you know, there could be cancer risk. But vaping hasn't been out long enough to know, you know, if e-cigs are as dangerous as tobacco. And so some of you have asked, when we were talking about this epidemic among middle schoolers and high schoolers, why does vaping exist? Why don't they just, you know, ban it completely? Adults just ban the products completely and put Juul out of their business. And the big answer to that is, in court, if regular cigarettes are still allowed to be sold out there, it's really hard to then make e-cigs illegal. Just because we don't know for sure what the health implications are doesn't necessarily mean the legal system can outlaw it. And to outlaw something, it takes an act of Congress, literally. So that's why there's this big holdup. In the meantime, these companies know exactly that they're, you know, running on thin ice, that at any time, you know, the bubble could burst, and they're going to make as much money as possible. So all we can do, until we have definitive proof that e-cigs are worse, they have to prove that they're worse than tobacco. Then we could outlaw them. But if studies don't come out saying they're worse and they say tobacco's worse, you can't outlaw something like that when tobacco's still out there. And I'm not ready, even as a doctor, to outlaw cigarettes, because many of my veterans and, you know, people that serve the military and stuff, they, you know, they got hooked on smoking in the military. That's not fair to them. And, you know, if you're going to let one group of people, you know, do what they, you know, need to do to get through, you can't, you know, make it illegal and, you know, only say one group of population can do X, Y, and Z. You know, we're already kind of trampling on the Constitution with taxing the hell out of cigarettes, where we're taxing one group of our population and discriminating against them because they smoke. And mind you, I'm a doctor. I can't stand it when people smoke. Your smoking is one of the stupidest things you could do to your health, to your loved one's health. It's bad news. Smoking is bad. Don't go there. But from a constitutional perspective, they have a right to smoke tobacco. We have a right to designate where. We have a right to designate smoke-free places. But if they're, you know, outside on public property and not on private property, It's their legal prerogative. So that makes it, you know, that makes it a little more muddied, you know, more controversial. So e-cigs cannot be made illegal technically in America yet. Now, it can be illegal for kids. But, again, how do you prevent the kids from getting it when it's out there? You know, this idea of, all right, well, then you know what? We'll do just like with alcohol. They have to be 21. Okay, is that really stopping the average middle schooler or high schooler from getting alcohol? Well, they all get alcohol. I tell you, when my son's friends come over to the house, right, it's like, I'm like, empty your pockets. Not that a bottle of Jack can fit in their pockets. But, you know, I'm like, you know, because our bar, it's not a locked-up liquor cabinet. I mean, it takes up a wall. It's decor. I don't drink it, but it, you know, if I have a party, I have a nice full bar. And it's decor. It looks pretty, and, you know, we got the Midori, we got the, you know, the Jack, we got the Grey Goose. It's a really good-looking bar. You know, but, I mean, you know, teenagers coming over to the house, I'm like, get away. And I usually sit downstairs right in front of the bar, so they can't, you know. I'm like, what are you doing back there? Oh, I dropped something. What? You dropped something? What? Why were you back there to begin with? Oh, because I was holding something. Get out. Sorry, Mrs. Wax. It's Dr. Wax. Sorry. I don't care if they call me Mrs. Wax. I like it. I miss it, Mrs. Wax. I never got to call Mrs. Wax. It reminds me I'm married. So that's tricky. So, you know, are your kids vaping? Yes, the answer is yes. If you have kids, teenagers, they're vaping. They've tried it. I am guaranteeing you that they have tried it. I mean, my kids, they swear they haven't, and they swear they don't vape, but I'm sure they, you know, must have tried it. Because it's interesting. I mean, I'm even intrigued. I haven't yet. I have not vaped. But I am very intrigued by what it tastes like. I just want to know what the big hype is. Now, I've been fine all these years. I haven't, and I could live fine never trying it. But, you know, curiosity, it is there. So I like what Virginia's doing. It's at least something they could do. The only problem is will this move in Hong Kong or this move that America is going to slowly start to do, okay, is it going to push more people back to regular cigarettes? Yeah, it could. Absolutely. If it's easier to get a cigarette than, you know, if you're addicted to nicotine, you can outlaw as the day is long. Somebody's going to want the nicotine. They're going to get it. I had a patient yesterday that called in on the telemedicine platform saying, look, you know, people don't understand what it's like to withdraw from nicotine. It's bad. It's miserable. You know, I told him, I go, I can't imagine because I've never had to withdraw from something, but I do think that the media underplays it. My problem with this whole juuling and vaping is it's not people addicted to nicotine. It's people who were never even going to pick up a cigarette that now it's this big popular thing, so they vape. But these kids vape. And then they become addicted to nicotine. Now we have another nicotine addiction. And if we don't have vaping products available, because, again, you know, we're banning them and we don't know about their safety, they're going to get their nicotine elsewhere. And where do you get your nicotine from? Chew or tobacco. So that's the vicious cycle we're in. And, yes, there's already a black market growing of, or a, you know, illegal market growing of vaping products. Because the second it starts to get cracked down on, there's products ready to go. 1-877-DOCTOR.
When you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive storm is moving across the United States, dumping snow from Minnesota to Virginia, affecting 39 states and over 200 million people. The heaviest snow will be over parts of Pennsylvania, where they could see almost a foot. Meanwhile, folks in the Gulf Coast states are dealing with rain and flooding. Over 1,200 flights have been canceled and 700 have been delayed. After traveling to Syria and becoming a member of ISIS, an American woman says she wants to come home along with her 18-month-old son. Although former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Bill Richardson, tells Fox News, we need to throw the book at this lady.
ISIS is our worst enemy. I don't think we need to cut her any slack. Now, there is a due process that needs to be followed. I would presume she would be tried by a military court. Maybe she can provide some valuable information, intelligence.
Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us are going to see snow. I live in Las Vegas. We may be getting some snow tonight. Cannot wait. Although I don't understand. The local weather doesn't seem to match up with weather.com. And I usually go by weather.com, but I think local weather is going to be right about this one. So hopefully I'm going to get some snow, so I'm really excited about that. But I shouldn't be because the rest of you guys, especially those of you back east, not loving it. I think they're calling this winter storm Petra. And it is delivering snow, sleet, freezing rain, possible flooding across much of the eastern U.S., as well as the plains and the Midwest. They say more than 117 million people in the country are under some sort of winter weather watch, warning, or advisory. Nearly 20 million are facing a flood warning, watch, or a flash flood across the southeast, especially when rivers start to crest. They say warm, moist air streaming through the Gulf of Mexico will combine with a colder storm system exiting the Rockies to create this unexpected wintry mix that we're going to be seeing over the next day or two. They say heavy rain fell in the south and all day yesterday. Much of the Pacific Northwest is also under winter weather warnings or watches. And, you know, mind you, we are starting to get to the end of February. They say the heaviest snow, though, is going to hit from Omaha to the Twin Cities. So they have winter weather advisories for Oklahoma City, Wichita, Kansas, the Kansas City area, St. Louis, Chicago, Milwaukee, Indianapolis, Louisville, Kentucky. Well, Louisville, Kentucky. Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio, Pittsburgh. And so a lot of snow, a lot of ice. Winter storm warnings for Omaha, Nebraska, Des Moines, Iowa, Minneapolis. Minneapolis, where GCN is based, may get 10 inches of snow. So if I'm not on air the next couple days, it's not because of my snow in Vegas. It's because the studio was buried in snow. But no, GCN always runs. It just always runs. So we're taking a look at the map, and we are seeing a lot of issues. They say Baltimore, Washington is going to have a lot of problems. 4 to 6 inches of snow and sleet expected in both cities, according to CNN. They say apparently warmer air mixes in. They say as warmer air mixes in, ice accumulations of a tenth of an inch are possible. Now, a tenth of an inch, you would think, okay, well, that's not a big deal, but we're talking ice. Black ice, like on the asphalt, that killed my great uncle. So we don't want ice. Heavy snow or ice is expected from Philly, northward to west of New York City. 2 to 3 inches expected to fall there. New York's going to see a bunch of snow today. Then it's going to transition to rain in the evening. They say the National Weather Service said that some areas near the Maryland-Pennsylvania border is going to get 8 inches of snow. So I just got an alert from my school that there may be a snow day based on what happens. I know. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. I know. Oh, come on. Yeah, I mean, if we get flurries, right, our city loses its mind. We just, I mean, look at what happened over the weekend. We lost our poop standing outside in our underwear looking at the ice and the dogs going crazy and the cats going, what's all this white fluffy stuff coming down? And now it's cold and I'm freezing my little tushy off because cats don't like getting wet. So they're like, well, what's the big deal? And then they feel ice. They're like, oh, hell no. They say moist, warmer air mass is going to allow for extreme rain throughout the week. Ohio Valley into the southeast, but we have to brace ourselves for the floods or flash floods that may extend. Remember, we're going to get a lot of snow, and the snow has to melt. And then a lot of rain is expected to hit Memphis, Nashville, and North Georgia. Cities like Atlanta, they think, are going to get a few inches of rain. So this is one hell of a storm. Alabama, no, Birmingham is expecting 5 inches of rain. So, people, be safe out there. It's not going to be easy. Elon Musk, back in the news, says he is certain that self-driving Teslas are going to be ready by when? End of this year. So people are still moving forward. Companies are still moving forward with this whole self-driving car. He said, however, though, that there will have to still be humans to take over in some situations. Although, what happened where that woman got killed in Arizona? Was it Tucson? A woman got killed and there was somebody in the car the whole time? Anyway, the billionaire tech mogul Elon Musk says he is certain the technology needed for self-driving Teslas will be ready by the end of this year. However, he cautioned that while that it take a while longer, there's a typo there, before humans will be able to safely fall asleep behind the wheel while their Tesla zooms down the highway. Can I just advise you all to not fall asleep behind the wheel? He says, I think we will be feature complete, full self-driving this year. Now, this was on a podcast interview. He said, meaning the car will be able to find you in the parking lot, pick you up, take you all the way to your destination without an intervention, and that technology is going to be good to go by this year. He goes, I would say I'm certain of that, not a question mark. So, the prediction lines up with his earlier comments, and it was Tesla's fourth quarter earnings call, where he said full self-driving software would launch later this year. Now, full driving technology does not mean you could cede control over the car completely. That's the problem. People are like, okay, well, if it's self-driving, it gets to do everything. No. You know, you might have to, it may be like a supersized cruise control, so to speak. And then be able to slow down, stop, but I'm still not trusting. I still don't even get how computers work, and now there's a computer in your car, I just don't trust any of it. But they say that Tesla will be able to handle many driving scenarios, but it will require humans to intervene at times. So they say it's most akin to a level 3 autonomy, which means the driver does not have to monitor the car's operations at all times, but has to be prepared to take over from time to time. Now, okay, if you told me that I need to be ready and awake and good to go, such that if there is going to be an issue with the car, I need to be ready, you know, then I'm going to be just let me run the car. Let me just be in control. That's my problem with it. If I either get to sleep or let me just drive it. See, I like to drive. I love driving. I don't want to just sit and be a passenger. Even when my husband drives, I hate it. I want to be the one driving. I just love to drive. So for me, this sort of technology isn't really appetizing. And again, if I have to be ready at a moment's notice, then I might as well be paying attention. And then at that point, it's not self-driving. But he said the speed at which his technology lands in driver's hands is going to be reliant on regulatory standards, not the techies, but the regulation. They say despite this, Musk maintains that human drivers will be able to, quote, fall asleep behind the wheel by 2020. Is this really a habit we want to form, falling asleep behind the wheel? My guess as to when we would think it's safe for somebody to essentially fall asleep and wake up at their destination, probably towards the end of next year. That is when I think it would be safe enough for that. Okay, guys, I don't think I would trust Elon Musk with advice on, you know, safety and you being able to just check out while driving. But there's supposed to be full self-driving hardware on all its cars for several years, and the software is called Autopilot. And Autopilot is only present in Enhanced Autopilot, which Tesla owners can purchase for $5,000. Now, I think $5,000 is a great buy for something like that. I just don't trust it. So it'll guide a car from a highway's on-ramp to an off-ramp, suggesting making lane changes, navigate highway interchanges, and taking exits. Now, these are aggressive timelines. They say Tesla owners could purchase a full self-driving feature, but the feature never arrived, so people are still waiting for that, even though they bought it. 1-877-DUCK-DOLLAR.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's been under, what, 48 hours since Bernie Sanders had, you know, announced that he was going to run for president, and he has already raised over $6 million. Actually, he did this within the first 24 hours after his 2020 launch. Nearly $6 million. They say over 223, at the time this was written by CNN, Sanders had raised $5.9 million from 223,000 individual contributors across all 50 states in the campaign's first 24 hours, and more than $6 million from 225,000 individuals in total since the launch. Sanders' campaign also noted that the average contribution was $27. Now, I find the whole Bernie Sanders campaign fascinating. as a doctor with psychology background, I love to look at the psychology of elections. I don't agree with a lot of his platform. I don't think going socialized is the way to go. But I sure the hell love what he did in the last election. He really shook things up with the Clinton campaign and basically saved us from having a Hillary Clinton presidency. And so, especially since there's been rumors that Hillary may want to run, I think Bernie Sanders being in the race prevents that. And is, I think, a formidable foe for Trump, but not one who will win the presidency. So for me, I'm ecstatic that Bernie Sanders is running. And I got to admit, I kind of like the guy. I mean, I don't like him insulting Trump and stuff. I don't think anybody should be calling somebody a racist who's not. And, you know, using these real, real strong terms, I think, you know, the slander and even libel that we've seen, I don't think is appropriate. But I got to admit, this whole tough cookie kind of, you know, I don't give a crap anymore. You know, I'm 77 and I'm just going to say what has to be said. That's kind of the reason why a lot of people like Trump. But what's interesting about this, and I like to dissect how elections go and stuff, is there were 223,000 individual contributors. Now, that's not obviously representative of the whole United States that has millions, right? But it's going to be very interesting to see the numbers. You know, there's been a lot of debate on who really won the last election. You know, did Hillary win the popular vote and then Trump won the electoral vote? So is that fair? Well, if, you know, you have the highly populous states, right, you know, running an election, then Iowa, Indiana, Arkansas doesn't get a say. So I'm a big fan of Electoral College. And true, you can have, you know, big, huge cities and hubs vote for somebody. That doesn't mean those two cities, like New York and L.A., get to dictate who becomes president. The presidency is not about New York City and L.A. It's about all the United States of America. So, you know, when our founding fathers came up with the Electoral College, they were brilliant. But it is frustrating. There's a lot of Republicans in California that say, look, my vote just doesn't count. The Electoral College just goes to the Democrats, and it doesn't matter how many hundreds of thousands of people in our state vote Republican. That does suck. I mean, at some level, same thing for Democrats. In some states, like in Arizona, they go, but, you know, we're Democrat. Don't we have a say in our state? Well, you know, systems are flawed, but from a macro concept with elections, you need to have, you need to have all sectors represented. And so the United States is divided into congressional districts and certain districts, and that's kind of how, you know, we get representations of where people live and how they vote. But we're always going to lose an election. There's going to, you know, people say, oh, I won every election since the year 70, whatever. I, you know, the only way to do that is to not be a, you know, wholehearted Democrat or wholehearted Republican. You have to be somebody that votes for the person. So they say Sanders, Hall, okay, is kind of being a little bit intimidating for others. Senator Kamala Harris had already set the standard when she raised $1.5 million in the 24 hours following her announcement. But that was $1.5 million. Bernie Sanders, $6 million. Then Senator Amy Klobuchar, sorry, I don't know how to pronounce her name, raised $1 million in the first 48 hours. Well, and that's the other thing, too. I mean, is it really true? Is that really happening? But, you know, Trump may be at an advantage because there's not really, I don't think we're going to have a lot of primary, I don't think we're going to have a big primary. I don't know anybody who's going to try to run against the incumbent president when the economy's been doing good. Which means we're not going to be spending all this money and losing all this money while the Democrats are being fractionated. My problem is I'm looking at the $6 million here and this $1.5 million and this $1 million in 24 hours. You know what could be done with that kind of money? A lot of good could be done with that kind of money. And, you know, so when I see these elections and the billions spent, it kills me. Now, Senator Elizabeth Warren raised about $299,000 on her Act Blue fundraising platform within 24 hours. So that's not that exciting. Julian Castro, former Housing and Urban Development Secretary, announced his White House bid. He made $220,000. So Sanders is definitely leading the pack. And, again, he's the one that came up with this Medicare for All. And the Medicare for All is what Kamala Harris and a lot of the other contenders want to run on that platform. Well, then who better than the one that came up with it? Now, he apparently has more than $9 million left from his U.S. Senate campaign committee. And those funds can transfer to the presidential campaign. And that's more than any other contender having their Senate campaign amounts. So he's already beginning with a nice load of cash. So can he do it? I think he can't. Plus, I think he also has the pity vote, where a lot of people go, he got screwed over by Hillary, he gets a chance. You know? And a lot of the Democrats may say, look, you know, we need somebody that's kind of all cojones out. And, but I don't know if I would, you know, 77, that means he would be going well into the presidency, deep into his 80s. If he gets elected when he's 78, you know, is he going to have the same longevity and the spunk when he's 86? Needed, you know, for, you know, his eighth year. I don't know. Now, my guess is he's going to pick a vice president that's going to be young and hit a lot of the demographics that the Democrats want to hit. So he may take on a female minority, something like that. I mean, that's kind of how I think it's really insulting as a female. And, you know, where, you know, okay, well, we need to appease the voter, so we're going to, you know, choose somebody that, you know, can, you know, cater and pander to that demographic. And as a female, I'm like, look, don't just pick a female because they're female. I mean, pick whoever you think will be the best vice president. And so, yeah, I find that really, really frustrating, you know. Well, gosh, you know, you as a medical student, you were a medical student because you were female. You got in because you were a girl. I did not get into medical school because I was a girl. I got into medical school because I had the grades, and I aced the interview, and I had research, and I had the community service work, and I had good MCAT scores. That's why I got into medical school, not because I'm a girl, not because they thought I would fit a demographic. So I find that frustrating. So we'll see what happens. This is going to be a very, very interesting election. And again, you know, despite how much I disagree with, you know, a lot of Bernie Sanders' campaign, good for him for coming back and not being bitten, you know, being beaten by the Clinton monster. I am pretty damn impressed. That takes a lot of cojones, and he has it. I'm really impressed. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so later this week, we are going to be definitely hitting our taxes. We got to start talking about taxes and how to save money. So we're going to get to that soon. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.